I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on two bills aimed at regulating the way assisted living facilities operate in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. As California's population ages, many seniors are moving into assisted living facilities to get help with the daily tasks of life. Assisted living communities appeal to an increasing number of seniors who don't need or want the care provided by skilled nursing homes. That's given rise to a growing business for companies that run the homes. But complaints about rent hikes and poor services have prompted two state lawmakers to pen legislation aimed at keeping the facilities safe and affordable for seniors on fixed incomes. Vacaville Democrat Lois Wolk's assembly bill requires that facilities be prepared for emergencies like earthquakes, floods, and power outages. Even though the Department of Public Health has jurisdiction over the facilities, Wolk says the industry remains virtually unregulated in California.
There are requirements for very perfunctory safety measures. But as I looked at them, it was a one-page plan and did not include, for example, the requirement, which we will hopefully be adding to state law, that if they provide services to the elderly and use electricity, that they need to have plans for a backup generator. It seems to me that's critically important. The elderly in these facilities are dependent upon electricity. The machines that provide oxygen, for example, or keep medications refrigerated, that provide food, that provide lighting, all of that is electricity dependent.
Both Wolk and Assembly Leader Karen Bass have focused their attention on what they call unreasonable rent increases. At a rally in front of the Capitol in March, Bass announced a bill that requires assisted living facilities to list their rent hikes over the past 3 years.
The residential care facility is required to provide notice to residents when facility rates are increased. Unfortunately, many Californians who live in some assisted living facilities are experiencing a practice of increased rates that is more than double the amount for facilities in other states. Many times, these residents are not aware that these rate increases will be this high percentage until it happens. This is just not acceptable.
Bass wants prospective residents to know what they're getting into before they sign a contract and move in. Some assisted living residents have seen rate hikes of between 8 and 14% a year in California, several hundred dollars a month. The national average is 4 to 5%. Assemblymember Lois Wolk says the rent increases hit seniors particularly hard because many have no family to go to and have few other options.
These are their homes, and for many of them, they are elderly when they go in. So they're 75, 80, 85, and dependent upon the facility, and a sudden rent increase of 10 to 13 or 14% 1 year after another really makes it very difficult for elderly people to stay in that facility. And the ability to change at that age and find another facility is very disruptive.
Both Bass and Wolk are members of the Washington, D.C.-based Campaign to Improve Assisted Living, which is made up of residents, their families, and unionized facility workers. The group has targeted one of the nation's biggest providers, Kentucky-based Atria Senior Living, which runs 28 communities in California and has had some of the highest fee hikes. Campaign spokesman Andrew Potter is critical of Atria's for-profit business model.
We understand that this is a private pay industry and that to some extent the market will determine what folks are willing to pay. But on the one hand, you have residents experiencing rent increases which far exceed the cost of living increase that they might be receiving from SSI or from whatever other fixed incomes that they have. And on the other hand, you have Atria Senior Living, which is affiliated with Lazard Frere, a New York investment bank, whose CEO earned $42 million in 2007.
Atria Senior Living is linked to the private equity fund Lazard Frere, although Lazard Alternative Investments operates separately from the publicly traded firm. Potter works for the union representing assisted living workers, the SEIU, which is spearheading the assisted living campaign. The SEIU says even though rents have risen, facility workers are still underpaid. Atria officials were not available to speak on tape, but said in a written statement that the company's rates vary from community to community depending on market and competitive variables. It said, because Atria provides more than just an apartment for seniors, the cost of doing business is influenced by the cost of food, utilities, insurance, taxes, and labor, all of which have increased significantly in recent years. Lois Wolk acknowledges those factors affect businesses. Her legislation asks the owners of assisted living facilities to give residents 60 days' notice before raising their rates. But she's not calling for rent control because she thinks that reduces companies' incentives to make improvements.
I don't think you achieve the desired result. I think that that makes things worse. What I am interested in having is adequate, good notification. When people enter these facilities, they sign admission agreements, and that covers an enormous range of things. But what is not told to them is whether or not there have been rent increases and how much they've been for the past 3 to 5 years. And I'm interested in having, in addition, some kind of appeals process or opportunity to work with the management to see if there's some kind of reprieve for that increase.
The proposed legislation comes as Governor Schwarzenegger's budget cuts threaten to limit routine inspections of the facilities to every 7 years from the current 3 years. The state will, however, continue to follow up on health and safety violations. Wolk says Californians can't afford to ignore the issue as record numbers head into their golden years.
There will be more of these facilities. We need more of them, not less, in California. Not everyone is healthy as they age. We live longer. But at certain times, we're dependent upon what I've called the kindness of strangers. We need to make sure that those people who become dependent upon these facilities have the most protections that we can give them.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.